Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, my boyfriend just got back from a wedding down in Charlotte, and originally I was supposed to go with him, but they wanted to make it a really small wedding. They wanted to only invite family and the people in the wedding party because of, you know, COVID and everything, so I told Greg, you know, if he wanted to, I would stay home so that they could do that.
Oh, okay. All right. So he went, but you didn't.
Yes. I mean, it was all his college friends anyways, and, you know, I really wouldn't know anybody, so I didn't have a problem with it.
Okay. All right. So continue.
So the whole weekend was basically at this huge farmhouse that the bride's uncle owns down there. And so this house has got a huge, I mean, it's got a ton of rooms. And the wedding itself took place in a barn.
Oh.
So, you know, I mean, even though there's a lot of rooms, it was still a pretty small wedding.
Yeah, but it also kind of sounds like it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They had a great time. I mean, he was texting me pictures of the whole weekend and his college buddies. They were, like, sharing beds and pull-out couches and stuff. He said it felt just like being back in college, which, you know, that's great.
Okay. So, again, this all sounds fun. Where's the problem?
So, the problem is that after he got back, I saw some pictures from the wedding, and he was tagged in the reception pictures.
Okay.
You know, on Facebook. So, I'm looking at the pictures, and I noticed that in almost every picture, he's with the same girl. So, you know, at first I was like, well, maybe that was his partner in the wedding party or something. But then I noticed she wasn't wearing the bridesmaid's dress. So then I was like, So I go to the actual wedding photo album to see all the photos and just kind of, you know, snoop around. And I see a few more pictures of Greg with this same girl. And they're dancing and drinking and laughing.
Uh-oh.
Right? So I talk to him very nicely, and I say, hey, I saw some of the wedding photos on your Facebook, and wow, looks like you managed to find a date after all, you know? And he kind of gave me this confused look, right? And he goes, what? So I show him one of the pictures, and he laughs, and he goes, oh, that's Katie. I dated her in college a long time ago. So I'm like, okay, and she was invited to the wedding? And he goes, yeah, but don't be jealous or anything. She's a lesbian now.
Oh, okay. Well, then that settles that then.
Well, not really, because I did some snooping, and I found on her Instagram, she also had photos from the weekend, including one where she's in a dark room talking about having a slumber party right now with four guys, including my ex, and hashtag memories.
Oh, so she spent the night at the old farmhouse, too, then.
Uh-huh.
When you looked at her Instagram, did it say anything like, I don't know, like, proud gay woman? Or did it have pictures of like a girlfriend or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I didn't go through all of her photos. I was just, you know, looking at the ones from the wedding.
Were there any of the wedding that said stuff like, you know, reunited with my ex, who knows what will happen next or anything like that?
No, there's nothing like that.
So at this point, you're concerned, but you don't want to be too pushy about it.
Right. I mean, the only thing I care about is if this girl really is a lesbian. Now, if she is, look, I've got no issues. It's all fine. But if I find out that he lied about that, then we're going to have a problem.
Okay. So who would you like us to call then, Greg or this other girl?
I was going to have you call Greg because I don't have this girl's phone number. But, oh, man, I wish you did. I wish you did so that you could call her.
Well, to me, that would be more interesting. So, all right, here's a question. Do you think Greg would have this other girl's number? What did you say your name was? Katie?
Yeah, Katie.
Do you think Greg would have Katie's number?
I mean, it's possible.
Okay, so I have an idea. Let's call Greg first. Let's see if we can get Katie's number from him. If he gives it to us, I say we call her instead, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on. We're going to get Greg's number from you, and then we will call him first when we come back.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to Greg, please?
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, this is Chuck Fleming. I don't know if you remember meeting me at the wedding this past weekend. I'm actually the bride's godfather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember a lot from that weekend, to be honest. That was a hell of a party, I think.
Yeah, sure was. So listen, the reason I'm calling is because we found an overnight bag at the farmhouse that everybody seemed to think belonged to your friend, Katie, I think her name is. So I'm trying to track her down so I can send it to her. Now, would you happen to have her phone number at all so I could give her a call?
Yeah, actually, hang on a second. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, it's 843-639.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Sure, man. No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. So hand me that sheet, sir.
All right.
Ashley, Shaggy and I came up with a plan if we were to get his phone number.
It was a big if.
You were in the bathroom, and I said to Shaggy, I was like, so what do we do if we get the number and we can call this girl? I'm like, we can't just call her up and go, hi, are you gay or not?
Correct. So why, again, this was a big if we got the number. Ashley, you...
I don't know if you will agree to this plan.
Correct.
I said, Shaggy, you ask her.
We think that you should call her and sort of flirt slash hit on her to see if she's either interested or comes across as she could be maybe lesbian.
Tell her you were at the wedding and you saw her and you wondered if she was single. That's all I'm saying.
So call her and pretend that I am interested in her.
Yes. You don't have to go over the top.
No. Just be like, hey, I was at the same wedding as you. Got your number. Are you single?
Oh, my God.
Ready to mingle?
Okay.
That's something you can do?
Yes, I can do it. Okay. Do I want to? No.
Well, it's really not about what you want, is it?
Will I? Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
For the listeners.
Okay. For the listeners. All right, here we go.
Should I change my voice or just be...
No, you can be the same person. I just... you can use your own name if you want. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak to a Katie, please.
This is Katie.
Hey, Katie. My name's Ashley, and I didn't get a chance to introduce myself this past weekend. I was actually at the same wedding as you.
Oh, at Jenny's wedding?
Yes, at the farmhouse. I was there as a family guest, so I don't know if you remember seeing me. I had the sundress on with the pink flowers on it.
I'm not really sure. I mean, there were a few people I didn't get to meet, I guess.
That's okay. Anyways, this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but the real reason I was calling was I was wondering if you were single and would be interested in meeting for like a coffee or something. Like I said, I know this all sounds kind of crazy. I sort of made this deal with myself. You know, this year I would take more chances when it comes to dating, getting to know people. And somebody told me that... you were gay. So I thought, well, you know, she definitely knows how to have fun and stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So first of all, I think it's great you're taking chances, and I agree with that whole thing. But who told you I was gay?
I think it was one of the groomsmen.
Oh my God. Okay. So, unfortunately, whoever it was, I think they were messing with you, or actually, they were probably messing with me, to be honest.
So you're not gay then?
No, I'm not. No, I'm sorry. Listen, hey, you know what I mean? I would love to hang out with you sometime. I mean, like, as friends, I mean, I'm always looking for more people to hang out with, especially now that we're all locked up, right?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, listen, I'm sorry to bother you like this. I just thought, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's totally fine. And like I said, I mean, if you want to hang out, you know, you can call me back or find me on Facebook or text me. And I mean, we could, like, hang out as friends.
Okay, I will think about that. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so, all right. First of all, well done, Ashley.
Thank you.
So, Kim, not a lesbian. So, now what? Do we call Greg back?
Oh, no. Do not call him. I have a different idea for him. Tell me, is there any way that you can send me that audio that you just got?
Yeah, that we just... we can send that to you. Is it MP3 okay?
Yeah, that's fine. If you can send that to me before 3 this afternoon, because that's when I'm going to be seeing him today.
Yeah, no problem. Can I ask what you plan on doing when you see him?
Well, let's just say I'm going to tell him something that I've known for quite a while now that he is not ready to hear, and then I'm going to play him that phone call.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Now, Sorry, you guys. I'm just really mad.
That's fine. Would you call us back tomorrow after everything goes down? Kind of give us an update?
Oh, sure. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.